Brief. Arizona's Supreme Court has upheld an abortion ban set in 1864 that only includes exceptions for saving a mother's life.
It is a dark day in Arizona.
Governor Katie Hobbs says the ban is extreme and hurts women. It could also land any doctor who performs an abortion in the state in prison. Parents in Michigan read impact statements ahead of sentencing for James and Jennifer Crumley today, whose son Ethan killed four students in 2021.
While you were running away from your son and your responsibilities, I was forced to do the worst possible thing a parent could do. I was forced to say goodbye to my Madison.
The Crumleys each got a decade, at least a decade, in prison. The world just experienced its warmest March on record, capping a 10-month streak of temperature records. Samantha Burgess is with the European Union's Climate Service.
Seeing records like this month in, month out really shows us that our climate is changing, is changing rapidly.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden says his new student loan forgiveness plan would cancel tens of thousands of dollars in interest for Americans who can prove hardship cases. He called it a ticket to the middle class in Madison yesterday.
I think we all in this room share one goal, give everybody a fair shot, just a shot, freedom to chase their dreams.
Republicans call the plan a desperate attempt to buy votes. Wisconsin's longest-serving state senator is calling it quits. Republican Rob Coles of Green Bay says he'll retire instead of run for re-election now that his newly redrawn district is more favorable to Democrats. Coles is 73 years old. He was first elected to the Senate in 1987 after 4 years in the Assembly. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. You don't need to mow your lawn this May in Wisconsin Rapids. The city is adopting a resolution again designating No Mow May for the month. This is voluntary and free of charge. You can pick up a No Mow May sign at the mayor's office at City Hall. Each property is eligible to receive one free yard sign. Please keep yours for use in future years. Bob Pommeyer announces his candidacy for the 71st Assembly District. He says he plans to work towards enhancing the Wisconsin way of life while providing accessible, responsive, and accountable representation to the 71st District. Pommeyer recently retired after working in federal law enforcement for 26 years. He's lived in the Stevens Point and Plover area for more than 25 years with his wife and two children. He said he believes in bringing people together and finding common sense solutions to the challenges we face as a state. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Bucks reload. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will try and snap a four-game losing streak at home when they host the number one seed Boston Celtics tonight at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks' Chris Middleton losing a tooth Sunday night after getting knocked in the face by former Bucks guard Dante DiVincenzo. He's now with the Knicks. It happened in the second quarter. Doc Rivers.
He went to the dentist. So, yeah, I think he had to have dental surgery would be my guess. Not good, but it is what it is.
The Celtics have won 8 of their last 10 games. Baseball, the Brewers fell behind 8-0 last night in Cincinnati, but nearly came back. The Reds went on to win 10-8 over Milwaukee. It was the first time in over a year left-hander Aaron Ashby pitched following shoulder surgery.
Yeah, I thought Ashby was great. I really do. I mean, I didn't expect him to be that good. He threw great changeups, got a lot of swings and misses on it. For his first Major League start in a while, I thought he did great and deserves to be with us again.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly sunny today and mild as high temperatures climb into the low 60s. It gets even better than that for tomorrow. Abundant sunshine and highs soaring to flirting with near 70. Enjoy it because rain rolls in by Thursday and temperatures cool some. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingies.
Winged Thingies! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingies.
The Winged Thingies.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, everybody, Todd Alma, Wednesday noon till 2, Marco Massetti, president of the Wisconsin Conservation Hall of Fame, and more on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this April 9th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to be talking to David Farnborough and Let's Talk Real Estate with our friends at Coldwell Banker, see your realtors. Right now, our good friend Lacey Ayling in with us. She is the Events and Engagement Director of the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. It's good to see you. It's always good to hang out with you and to catch up with our chamber and all the great events you guys got going on. How are things at the chamber? How's everybody doing?
We are wonderful. Very excited. It's already April, so very much so planning all of our summer events and spring events, and already having like the fall stuff going on. So yeah, definitely a fun time to come into the chamber and see what we have to offer.
One of the things I like to do for Lacey or any of the chamber members when they arrive for us, especially now that we record these, is give you a chance to breathe, because you got a lot coming up. It's going to be a busy summer. We got some of our favorite events coming up, and we're actually going to start talking about one of those. We're going to kick off talking about one of those, because Lunch by the River, we're looking for sponsors, looking for entertainers, looking for food vendors.
Yes, absolutely. So I have three more dates. One in June and then three in August for entertainers. So please reach out if you are interested. I would love to have some kind of martial arts. I would love to have something to kind of get the crowd involved. So whether it be like a magician or some kind of act where we can kind of get up, move, do something like that. So please reach out 715-422-4859 or communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. We have the food vendors that are going to be there, and we can take about 5 to 6. Mm-hmm. So we want to have a full variety of options for people. So I would love to have some kind of dessert option or some kind of coffee cart of some kind, because I think that would really do well, even though it's, you know, halfway through the day, we got to keep going. So I think that would be really fun, as well as some activities. We are looking at wanting to plan a kids' day. So if you are interested or you have something that you could do with the kids, teach the kids, some kind of little thing that we can kind of do in the grass by the river, that would be really, really wonderful. Please reach out. We want to make this bigger. We want to grow it. We want to involve all demographics. So if you have something or if you know of something, please reach out. Nothing is a bad idea, because I can absolutely, if we can't, you know, find someone for the summer, we can absolutely start planning for next.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good thing to keep in mind. And we have so many people out there that have such unique skill sets. There's wood carvers. There's musicians out there. There's a lot of different things that you might not think of. Mm-hmm. Well, this wouldn't work by Lunch by the River. Talk to Lacey and find out. Maybe it would. And we're always looking for unique, different things to be able to do down there, along with, of course, musicians and a lot of the acts that we've had in years past.
Absolutely. And I want to feature people that are from this area. Obviously, Wisconsin, everyone's invited. Definitely reach out. If you're willing to make the travel and come to Wisconsin Rapids, I would love that. I just really, really want people that are here that have those talent, have those skills, and are available, from 11:30 to 1:30. Please reach out.
We have a lot of fun together, Lacey, in talking chamber events, talking local events and everything. But every once in a while, I have to put on my serious hat. And I don't mean to be ultra serious here or anything, but I take coffee very seriously, and I love coffee. So we are looking for a coffee vendor. I think that is a brilliant idea.
We could do
idea.
Coffee ice cream. If so, we could do, yeah.
Like, iced coffee.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I think that having something to drink, having like a, you know, I want to have a healthy option. Mm-hmm. I want to have different kinds of different diversity things down there. So definitely reach out. I think that it will be really, really fun, especially, you know, if we can bring in new food vendors. I really would love that.
We're so fortunate in this area. We have so many unique different food choices and different chefs and restaurants around here. This is a great opportunity for you and your business, no matter how big you are, to be seen by more people, to be have people taste your food. They don't have to go to your store. They're coming right to the same spot. You're meeting them at their place.
Yes.
It goes a long way, a lot farther than I've talked to businesses, even, you know, talking to Family Natural Foods when they were down there, and they've been around 70 some years, and it really benefited them. I can't imagine a business that it wouldn't benefit.
Yes, absolutely. Please reach out. I would love to talk to you about all of our summer events. We have other things coming up that you can get on as well. So,
and with that, we'll give the information to get a hold of Lacey before we wrap up today. Maybe you're listening in the Rome area and you would like to be a part of something like this. We got something for you.
Yes, Gather by the Gazebo. So we are really excited to get out there. Rome area is growing tremendously, and we have our season sponsors already full. That one filled up really quickly. We still have one more single event sponsor. So you'll be recognized during that event. You'll also have an option to promote your business during a Facebook Live event. You'll be able to have your booth there, as well as your business listed on all of our marketing advertising materials, including social media, print, advertising, email, and then by website, as well as the flyers that will be kind of taken everywhere. So please reach out. August 13th is the last event sponsor that we're looking for Gather by the Gazebo out in Rome.
Big thank you to the sponsors who have already joined us and the people that are already looking forward to that and getting ready for it. That's one of our favorites. We love that one. And I make no bones about it. Rendezvous in the Park is one of my favorite events because I love anything that brings me to that wonderful air park. I love that park.
Riverside is such a great location.
Love it.
To have things, especially we're looking for the exclusive food vendor, and that event is monthly, so that's June 19th, July 17th, and August 21st. So you will be the exclusive food vendor there, the only one. You'll have no competition. Wow. Lunch by the River, we have a few, so definitely reach out if you are interested. We are looking for a season sponsor. We have a little bit of interest out there. We have a meeting tonight, so hopefully, fingers crossed, I can get them on board. But we definitely want to have more sponsors there. I would love to grow this event as well. I am talking to the city of Nakusa about a bouncy house, and
nice.
they've been pretty open about it. We just had to make sure that insurance was good for that.
Yeah.
So that was the only thing that really that I, you know, kind of waited on a little bit. But very excited to have a lot of things there, as well as obviously the food vendor that's exclusive, and then entertainers. So we are going to be looking for a couple. I would love to have the Nakusa School in some form there, as well as we've recently started exploring having an opening act and then another one. Because
I like that.
Yeah, the younger kids, some of them don't know, they don't remember. They couldn't play for an hour and a half. They have enough material for maybe 25 to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been exploring having multiple entertainers where the kids can kind of open up for a bigger act. And I'm really hopeful that us having multiple there, bring in the family, bring in different kind of demographics, as well as I really, really want to have a lot of outdoor games at all of these events. So having outdoor things for kids to do, as well as they have that huge playset. But I think that it's a good idea to have multiple activities for different kids, different ages. And then obviously looking for those food vendors. They have great space there for everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really, if you have a certain need or you don't have a food truck, but you can cook, bring in the Schaefer pans, and then we have that little area where you can plug things in.
Yeah.
We would love to have that, so don't think that you have to have a food truck or a cart or something like that. We can work with you, and we absolutely will. So please reach out if you have any interest in that. So Lunch by the River, Gather by the Gazebo, and then Rendezvous in the Park.
Great point about the Rendezvous and being able to hook up to the machines. I didn't think about that. That's a really good point. With all three three of these wonderful events, Lacey, one of the things that I is always noteworthy to me, especially in this time of year, as we're itching for warmer weather and everything, is the locations. Mm-hmm. Like everything you've said, I 1,000% agree with. And adding just that part of it, that these locations are beautiful and awesome and able to take in and getting outside a little bit and giving you that opportunity to have some of that, along with networking and running into people and maybe even making new friends or running into new people. And it's not just you, but maybe your kids that get an opportunity to do those things. Everything Lacey said, 100%, along with that, that is such a wonderful thing. We don't stop and smell the roses very often, especially in the summer where everything's busy and stuff. I think that these events give us an opportunity to kind of organically do that.
Absolutely. Get out with your family. These are free events open to the public. So definitely take advantage of them. We want to make sure that we are having as many people, obviously, as we can to kind of justify everything that we're doing for this, all the time that goes into that. So please attend them. Please take your family out. Even if you're from, you know, if you just want to kind of see what they have or see, and you haven't been to the Rome area, mm-hmm. It's beautiful out there. Oh. And they definitely have a lot of space, a lot of things to offer, a lot of businesses there. But yeah, definitely check it out. This community has wonderful parks and they are right on the water. So it's not super hot. It's you have the wind and it's really, really nice to kind of stay away from the bugs and get out with your family. And it's free.
Put me by a body of water and I'm happy.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what's going on. So you got me already on that, along with all these other great things about these wonderful events. One of the other things the Chamber does so well is not only incorporating local businesses, but giving opportunities for those businesses and the community to communicate, to connect, to network. And we've got a networking night coming up.
Yes, networking at night. It's 5 to 7. Those are the hours starting this year. That has been really, really helpful, as well as we've introduced games at every networking at night. So it's not necessarily forced networking, but it's close. So you have some kind of a bingo sheet, and then you've got to walk around and ask questions. So it kind of takes some of the pressure off, where you're just walking up to someone and you're like, "Hi, this is my name, this is my card." So you can walk around. You have to find, like the last month we had it at Two Hearts, at VFW, and you had to walk around and find someone that had. I think the hardest one was to find someone with foreign money.
Oh yeah.
So luckily someone did have something like a Canadian nickel or something like that. But just kind of walking around, meeting someone, it takes a little bit of pressure off because you can first kind of, you know, get the door open with that question. Yeah. And then, where are you from? Mm-hmm. We've had really, really good, really, really good turnouts, especially with introducing the new time as well as these games. And it's really great to have, especially the business owners that have been coming, bringing their business cards. And if you're someone who's a little bit more introverted, we absolutely will introduce you. So we'll come with you.
That's cool.
And kind of be like your little buddy for the night and introduce you to people, learn more about you, find people that are your people that you're going to get along with, people that you're going to mesh well with, so that you don't have to necessarily feel like, oh yeah, I don't want to, like that's too much, that's kind of intimidating. But this month, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, free appetizers, raffle prizes. I will almost guarantee that they're going to do some kind of free rewards play, because I swear anytime they sponsor any kind of event, and if they're listening, Missy, we are expecting some free rewards play. But yeah, definitely check it out. That is going to be at their at Nakusa, and so definitely come. It's free to attend, free to members, free to hopefully future members, but definitely come out 5 to 7 on April 15th.
Ho-Chunk has done this as long as I've lived in this area, but in recent years, they've really made a huge effort to do more in the community, be more a part of things, and it's really noteworthy, and a big shout out to them for that.
Absolutely.
They, being blunt about it, I don't know that they have to. I feel like they're okay. You see a name like that, a part of these kind of events, and doing things like this, building a bridge, reaching out to the community more and everything, they're doing it because they believe in this area, they believe in the people of this area. I think that's noteworthy. I think that should be commended. I like seeing that. That's
absolutely
cool.
They've been a wonderful partner in a lot of our events. They've been very supportive, from having speakers to letting us even have our community leadership out there, where they made us homemade fry bread. And if you haven't had fry bread, you do, so like, you have not lived. And I was pretty sheltered with food when I was a kid, but It's so good. And then they have ones where they have like hot dogs in the fry bread.
I've had that.
So, but it was so good. And then they like put butter on it. Yes. And then there's like, yeah, it's so good. But yeah, they made this like rice, this like wild rice soup for us. Ooh. But she was in the kitchen making all of this stuff from scratch for our community leadership. So definitely very grateful to them. You're right. They don't have to do these things, but they do because they believe in this community. Yep. They believe in giving back and they want to show everyone that this is a community worth supporting.
Yeah.
So it's really great.
Well said. We have some upcoming workforce program and events for everybody. A job resource and transfer fair right around the corner.
Absolutely. So if you are looking for a job, if you are looking to transfer credits for a, mid-state to a four-year college, if you are looking for a better job, if you're looking for resources in this community, please come out. It is free to attend. Employers will display all their job openings. You can absolutely do some kind of if you can have some conversations with them, almost some like open interview type things. But there'll be a lot of assistance, resume, helping, cover letters, things like that, that we probably should have been taught in high school. But we weren't. So there's things that are here to help you, support you, and definitely so that you can get, the best job that you can get. You can support your family. You can stay here. There is a lot of jobs. I know we're constantly, saying that there isn't enough or there isn't. There is a lot of jobs out there. It's just maybe we're not necessarily looking in the right places. Mm-hmm. So our sponsors for that are Mid-State. That's where this event is held. Job Center, obviously Heart of Wisconsin, Dahl Automotive, Aspirus, McCain's, and Sand Valley. So if you want more information, you want to have a booth there, you have a resource that you think is important for people that are going to be attending this, definitely reach out. That's workforce@wisconsinrapidschamber.com or 715-422-4860. And that is going to be April 16th from 1 to 5 p.m. at Mid-State.
So a great opportunity for people out there, and especially for businesses, too, to be able to reach out and find out new employers or new employees, either way.
Absolutely. Definitely reach out if you are looking for any kind of job-related resource, if you are looking to transfer anything, if you are looking for any kind of support in this area, you should absolutely be there and absolutely take advantage of this because we don't have a lot of things where you can attend for free if you are not a member. And this is free and open to the public. So if you are a business, if you are a job center resource, absolutely reach out. We have a PDF so where you can give that to anyone that you're working with. But absolutely, everyone should have an opportunity to do what's best for them. And we want to support that in any way we can.
Speaking with our friend Lacey Ayling, Events Engagement Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And Lacey, when it comes to us, Eat, Drink, and Buy Local, another one of our favorite events coming up. And looking forward to not only having this, but showcasing some of our great businesses and eateries and that.
Yes. So I have been pushing this and pushing this and pushing this. So Holly's actually running this event. But we want everyone, not just small businesses, it's any business at all that wants to market their business. Mm-hmm. So big, small, we want them all. I'm serious. We want everyone. Mm-hmm. So I did a little breakdown and essentially it's, $35 plus a $25 raffle prize. And that's essentially, the $55 fee. If you divide that within the 14 days that this is running, that's $3.92 a day, which is less than a Facebook boost. Yeah, I looked.
Yeah.
So the marketing, the ROI on that, I know people are really, really focused on that this year. And if you do not have a marketing, any kind of like marketing budget, this is not just marketing. This can fall into different categories if you need it to. So please reach out. That is going to be 715-423-1830. And you can register online if you'd like to and play with a credit card, but definitely give us a call, office@wisconsinrapidschamber.com if you prefer that. If you want to come in and fill this out right on the, right on the spot, we're there 8 to 4, but definitely utilize this. This is a bingo card that's running during May 6th to May 19th, so around Mother's Day. Take advantage of that. Do that with your mom. Do something with your family member, your daughter. Just get out there, support these local businesses. Show them that we don't only buy from Walmart.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that I don't love Walmart. We love Walmart.
No, but it's a fair point.
Yes, absolutely. There's other places out there that you can buy things, you can have things personalized, and we want to promote you. So give us something to promote.
And Lacey, you hit on something I think really key to this too. It's not just about if you want to expand your business. It's do you want to show where your business stands? You know, that is, we were just talking about Ho-Chunk and Ho-Chunk making an effort to show, hey, we back this community. Hey, we believe in this community. This is the same thing. It's showing that we certainly can. I mean, very few organizations can help grow your business like the Chamber can. They have connections and know different people than any of us do. They've been around a long time to be able to do this and make those connections. But it's also so important to be able to not only build those connections, but to build your community. And to make that stronger. And so many of the businesses that are a part of this over the years come back feeling that and seeing that and really seeing the evidence with their own eyes of how much this can impact and how much it can help your community.
Absolutely. And it's not just Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. I know that people think that, but we're getting businesses, and then we've heard a lot, like you have to be a chamber member to do this. Mm-hmm. This one is exclusive for that. But we've had businesses sign up because of this, because they are like, okay, we did this years ago and we're now tracking how much money you're making during this 2-week span, which has really helped so you can kind of see what you're getting out of it. Mm-hmm. But even just having this marketed at the other 40 businesses, your logo is going to be in those other businesses as well as around the community. The flyers are going to be posted on Facebook. We're taking them out everywhere. I'm giving them an ambassadors, mm-hmm. all the renewals, anyone that's walking into the chamber, any new businesses. So this is getting seen by a lot of eyes, plus around 10,000 if you include the Facebook followers, plus our constant contact email. So definitely reach out. So I just want to make sure that everyone understands. It can be Port, it can be Pittsville, it can be Adams, Friendship, it can be anything that is in this area. We'd love it if there's more, so that obviously the people that are, patronizing, they're getting to hit, everything.
Yeah.
But I'm really, really excited that we had someone sign up from Pittsville, because
that's cool.
We want everyone to buy into this. We want everyone to understand that there's so many businesses mm-hmm. that you can utilize and that you can go to. And this is, your $25 raffle prize, that could be a gift card to your business,
yeah.
which is then going to bring them back in there. Mm-hmm. And then you can create that relationship and have them keep coming back. So definitely reach out. Please do not wait. We've extended the deadline because we want to feature as many mm-hmm. local businesses as we can. So please reach out. Please buy into this. Please support our edible little, mm-hmm. there's going to be a little hashtag that's going to be going out with it. So definitely excited for it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. As we're wrapping up in the last minutes here, Lacey, I wanted to make sure to take a note of the April Member of the Month for our local businesses.
Yes, Jennings is our April Member of the Month. We love Jennings.
I love Jennings.
I love their mac and cheese thing where they do it like the custom. Mm. Yeah. It's such a good place to go.
I love the building. I like just being in that building. It even feels good. The atmosphere is always a good vibe there.
Yes.
Great people that work there. Wonderful people. And again, the food.
Yes, absolutely. That's,
my mom, if she can eat anywhere in town, that's pretty much where she wants to go. Like, she just loves the food, the choice. No, not
like the
one
homemade
second.
Chips and dip.
So good.
Yes.
So good.
Everything is so good there. Definitely support them. They are a member of the month. We love Jennings. We love their weekly specials. We love all the burgers that they feature every month. But yeah, definitely support them. Get in there. I believe they're also participating in the edible. So
nice.
Awesome. Really, really excited for them.
Shout out and thank you to our friends over at Jennings. Lacey, as we're wrapping up here, did we cover everything we wanted to today?
I believe so. I think the only thing, we have some new members that we've signed up within this month. So we only have a couple days in, but we have Oh My God Processing.
Nice.
Which is
a great name.
I know. So they are a meat processor, and they are in Pittsville, as well as Stoiber
Healthcare.
Yeah, chiropractic.
They are
a new member. So definitely excited for them, welcoming mm-hmm. them to our little mm-hmm. chamber family. And if you are interested in becoming a chamber member, you want to come in, you also do get, this is a plug for WIRI, you get a free radio little little spotlight.
Yes.
Definitely reach out. You're going to be able to market your own business, as well as we'll be helping you, and we'll be holding your hand. We've definitely been doing more of a buddy system with the new members and check-ins, just to make sure that they are supported along the way.
We have a new chamber member joining us this week. Looking forward to that. Always enjoy having those segments and those moments, and always enjoy talking with you, Lacey. Thank you so much for what you do for our community. You and your whole team over there, you guys are great at what you do. If people want to find out more about some of these events, be a sponsor with some of these events or any of the above, Lacey, how can they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. You can reach me at the 715-422-4859 or the office at 715-423-1830, and they can get you transferred anywhere you need to go.
Find out more at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Be sure to follow the Chamber on their social media sites. We'll talk again real soon, Lace.
Yes, thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
Everyone likes a clean, comfortable seat. If you're at the movies or a concert, you wouldn't sit in a seat covered in sticky soda. No, you want the best seat. It's the same for a porta potty. You want them clean and comfortable for concerts, fairs, sporting events, or job sites. So you call Crockett Septic. They can provide porta potty rentals and reliable service to ensure a clean and comfortable experience. Crockett Septic can handle all your porta potty rentals. Call Crockett Septic now at 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Wednesday on Up North News Radio, our visit with Congressman Mark Botan and the ongoing question of whether Republicans can finally move an aid package for global hotspots.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans like Congressman Brian Stiles say the student loan forgiveness program President Biden pitched in Madison yesterday does nothing to lower the high cost of college.
The burden needs to be on administrators to control the cost of the educational product in the first place. This is why the program as proposed by the president is so frustrating. It does nothing to solve the underlying problem.
Biden says his plan would boost the economy by freeing up millions of Americans burdened by debt. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican bill that would have let 14- and 15-year-olds in Wisconsin work without getting a state permit or their parents' permission. Evers says putting more kids to work is not a serious solution to Wisconsin's worker shortage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. You can donate blood today in Wisconsin Rapids. The Red Cross will be at the Southwood County YMCA until 3 p.m. today. Later this month, the Community Blood Center of Central Wisconsin is holding blood drives on Tuesday, April 16th from 10 to 3 and Monday, April 22nd from 2 to 7. These will be at the former East Junior High School in Room 111. You can mark your calendars for the next Ruby's Pantry. It's scheduled for April 20th at Pitch Early Learning Center in Wisconsin Rapids. They're distributing bundles from 8 to 9:30 a.m. on the 20th. United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is promoting Community Shred Day. It will take place in the Prevail Bank parking lot on April 10th from 9 to 11 a.m. or until capacity is reached. Bring your sensitive documents to be shredded for free. With each pound shredded, Prevail Bank and bank account will donate $1 to United Way. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks reload. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will try and snap a four-game losing streak at home when they host the number one seed Boston Celtics tonight at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks' Chris Middleton losing a tooth Sunday night after getting knocked in the face by former Bucks guard Dante DiVincenzo. He's now with the Knicks. It happened in the second quarter. Doc Rivers.
He went to the dentist. So, yeah, I think he had to have dental surgery would be my guess. Not good, but it is what it is.
The Celtics have won 8 of their last 10 games. Baseball, the Brewers fell behind 8-0 last night in Cincinnati, but nearly came back. The Reds went on to win 10-8 over Milwaukee. It was the first time in over a year left-hander Aaron Ashby pitched following shoulder surgery.
Yeah, I thought Ashby was great. I really do. I mean, I didn't expect him to be that good. He threw great changeups. Got a lot of swings and misses on it. For his first Major League start in a while, I thought he did great and deserves to be with us again.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly sunny today and mild as high temperatures climb into the low 60s. It gets even better than that for tomorrow. Abundant sunshine and highs soaring to flirting with near 70. Enjoy it because rain rolls in by Thursday and temperatures cool some. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give
it. You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingas.
Winged Thingas! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingas.
The Winged Thingas.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this April 9th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here. We're welcoming into the studio our friend David Farnborough and broker with Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors, and it's time for Let's Talk Real Estate. Good to see you, David. How have you been?
I am very well, thank you, James. Always good to be here. Good to see you, too.
Appreciate the time, as always. And David, we're going to get into a couple of different things today, but if you don't mind, I think you had a great spot to, and this is where I'd like to start. April is National Fair Housing Month. Can we get into discussion of what fair housing is and a little bit more about that topic?
Yes, we often hear people talk about it, and sometimes the way that we talk about it, sometimes we realtors don't really give much nuance or expression to what's going on with fair housing. Mm-hmm. And there is a lot of work still being done. We typically would hear people talk about things like the Fair Housing Act of 1968. 1968 was a really turbulent year in America for a number of reasons. We had a couple of very significant assassinations, mm-hmm. and race was very much at the top of people's minds. Mm-hmm. And the Fair Housing Act made some important steps to end discrimination. Mm-hmm. But it didn't end discrimination. And it's wrong for us to sit back in our chairs and say, well, we've sorted this. This is a problem that we've solved.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we look at it that way, mm-hmm. which is wrong.
I remember a number of friends of mine when the NFL and some sport, a lot of the sports leagues started having the end racism in the end zone and these things. And like, well, okay, we solved racism. You know, I mean, no, we didn't. We just brought some attention to it and everything. A bill passed like that, or some of the other things that have happened in the decades since, we're getting it better. We're making it better, but there's still work to be done.
Yeah, and we continue to make steps. I mean, there are a series of progressive steps that were made. So from 1964, we had the Civil Rights Act, 68, the Fair Housing Act, 1988, the Fair Housing Amendment Act. All these things gradually make things better. Mm-hmm. And there are also things that have been done within our own state, Wisconsin, that just expand people's rights and put in place penalties for people who discriminate unfairly. One thing that we've seen is the terms of discrimination being changed. So with those landmark pieces of legislation, it was generally racially based. Mm-hmm. But we've seen those things expanded now to include things like religion, mm-hmm. National origin, gender, mm-hmm. And now things like sexuality and gender identity. Mm-hmm. But not all of the things that we might think are covered by this, and not all of the legislation is effective.
Yeah.
So
when it comes to that part of things, JR, I keep wanting to call you JR. I'm so sorry, David.
I am honored.
Nicely. And when it comes to that, that part seems like more of a personal responsibility kind of thing on people, on real estate industries, brokers. There's only so much the government can do.
It's a joint effort, really,
yes,
and it has to be all of us in the country. Mm-hmm. I think if you were to talk to most people in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding area, they would say that they wouldn't want to be a part of any unfair discrimination. Mm-hmm. They would want to treat everyone fairly. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we'll make mistakes, and we make assumptions based on what people look like, mm-hmm. or what their relationship status might be. And what we try and do as realtors is we try and look past those things. We as a profession, mm-hmm. Have made a really big effort to try to eliminate unconscious bias.
Yeah.
But we can't always help it because it is unconscious.
So much of that is organic. So much of it is subconscious. And you know, there's a lot of talk nowadays about representation and getting things better about that. And I think we've come a long way with it. But it's not just in entertainment we need that. We need it in other industries as well. To the bills that David talked about, we didn't create those for nothing. There was a long time, a lot of difficulty in this for certain groups, for certain people to be able to own a home and to be able to own a home in a certain neighborhood, a lot of these factors. So this representation that we're seeing more and more of going on, it's happening in other industries as well, including in real estate, where, hey, you know, maybe 20 years ago, it might have been hard for this person with this particular family to find a home in this nice neighborhood. It's not the case anymore. Things are getting much better when it comes to that, it seems like.
You're absolutely right. And representation is something that we look at within the profession. One of the committees I serve on is the Wisconsin Realtors Association DEI committee. And what we try to do is it's not so much one of these quota systems where we say, oh, we must have a certain percentage of black agents or mm-hmm. a certain percentage of women and men. It's more like we like to make sure that we put out the message that we want people from every background to consider real estate as a career. And this can often help homeowners. Now, I'm not saying that if you're Hispanic, you need a Hispanic agent, but it can be helpful mm-hmm. if you have somebody who speaks the same language that you have as
Absolutely.
Your first language.
Huh. I hadn't thought about this. I, that's So for me, what I was thinking is just the kind of similarity between representation and a lot of entertainment and those things nowadays, and with where we're going with this in the housing industry and having more. But I hadn't thought of agents and the representation with that. And I think that's a really good point, a really cool thing to bring up, Dave. And it's great to hear that that is existing, that that's going on. You're so right about that. I can get a home from anybody, but it does help, especially on a language barrier case. But just in a regular case, you sell homes to people from this neck of the woods oftentimes. People feel more comfortable talking to somebody who knows this area. It just, you know, adds up. It's not to say that you can't buy a home from somebody out of state or out of town or something. But a lot of this makes sense. I see where you're going with that and where the industry is going with that.
It does. And this is an area where we're trying to make things better. Mm-hmm. But there's still room for improvement in a lot of ways. There are a small amount of people out there who are still practicing overtly racist things. And unfortunately, we can't just say, this is happening somewhere else. This is happening in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. We've got to look at it here. We've got to be critical of ourselves and see where we're making mistakes. Mm-hmm. I can give you a couple of examples of that, which people might not think of. One of my clients, this is a couple of years ago, was buying a home, and we were putting in offers, and they were rejected. The offers were asking price or higher. And I did wonder if it was because the names of my clients in the offers were very obviously Hmong names. Mm. And I wondered whether maybe the seller didn't want to sell to a person of Hmong origin, which is very unfortunate. Yeah. But the difficulty you have with that is, well, how can I prove that that's the reason the offer was rejected?
Yeah.
So you can't just, you know, call a seller's realtor and say, hey, is your client a racist?
Yeah. Doesn't work. Yeah.
There is a way to settle this. And I've actually been working with an organization in Washington, D.C., which deals with potential ideas to make housing even fairer. And my suggestion is that when we put offers in on houses, we don't actually use the names of our buyers. We have a code for each buyer. So this buyer is buyer B12 or buyer C33.
Yeah.
So the seller never sees the name, so they don't know whether they've got a different national origin. They don't know, they don't know whether they're Jewish.
Yeah.
They don't know whether it's two men buying together.
Yeah.
Because those things really don't matter.
Doesn't matter a second.
All they need to know is the price they're offering and the conditions of the offer.
I love this. Wow, is that a great idea? That is really impactful. Talk about making a real change in this industry and a real direction forward. Like going, you have a home that you're trying to sell. You want to get a certain price for it. You get that price. That should be the end, really, of your concerns about this and everything.
Right.
Getting more and more, this is only going to help our communities more. This is only going to help around the country, something like this would. It almost it reminds me a little bit of seatbelt laws in a way of, you may not want to wear a seatbelt, but it's for your own good, and we're looking out for you here. You may want to, you may not want to, you may want to stick to those old tendencies of yours and everything, but trust us, this is going to sell your home better. And here, sure enough, it probably will. It would.
And that's right. You see, a lot of people may think that we're just looking out for ourselves as realtors, but we do have high ethical standards that we sign up for when we become realtors. And one of those is that we're always trying to look out for our clients, not for us. And this, I think, if we were to anonymize offers, it would make things better for both buyers and sellers, because sellers would be able to get a better price, potentially.
Yeah.
And buyers wouldn't face that potential barrier of someone discriminating on the basis of their name.
I've learned a lot of things from JR over the years, and one of the main things or first things I really learned from him is how much the real estate industry is a reputation business. And it is so vital for you and other realtors out there to do right by your clients. you live in the neighborhoods with these people. You live in the same zip code with a lot of these people. It only makes sense that you would help people in that sense to buy good homes or to have get a good deal on their home or any of these things, these factors. And when it comes to that, as a community, we see, like, we see COA banker signs everywhere. We see the name all those places. We know that is a trusted source. Other real estate industries, you don't see as much of that because their reputation ain't what it used to be. Because you burn bridges. That catches up with you, especially in a medium-sized town like this. There's a reason Coel has been around as long as it has and has the reputation it does, because it does right by its people. It isn't just about a bottom line. It's about getting you in the right home or selling your home for the right price.
That's right. Yes, we have a few agents in town that have been around for decades, mm-hmm. And they wouldn't do that if they cheated people,
right.
or if they provided bad service.
Yeah.
It is a reputation-based industry, and it's one of those situations where if I'm doing the best thing for my client, I'm also doing the best thing for my business.
Yeah.
Now, it may be that I'm going to say to my buyer, look, this house isn't worth what the seller is asking for it. And I may lose myself a sale and lose myself a commission, but I've gained the trust of my buyer.
Yeah.
And that buyer will always come to me, and they will tell their friends to come to me,
exactly.
Because they know I'm honest.
Yeah.
I wasn't just after that commission.
Mm-hmm. Your future self is awfully thankful for you doing that. You know,
that's right.
You may not make a sale today, but the future you will, that kind of. This is all of what we're talking about here with reputation and treating your community with respect, and also trying to benefit your business. You can do both. Was there anything else you wanted to touch on with the National Fair Housing Month, David?
The only other thing I wanted to mention was disability, because I think we've been becoming more conscious of disabled people's rights, mm-hmm. in the past 20 and 30 years. And at this stage, we've got the ADA Act in place.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't change their attitudes and their behaviors when that came in. Mm. And now people are starting to think, oh, well, maybe we ought to try and accommodate those. This is something that's very close to my heart. I grew up with a sister who was profoundly deaf, and it was always... we were very careful in our family to always include her in everything we did. Mm. We never had her sitting in a different part of the house, mm-hmm. on her own. Mm. She was always a full part of our household. And that's one reason I do enjoy representing deaf, mm-hmm. or partially hearing people, because I do know how to speak to them. I don't speak ASL. Mm. I learned a different type of sign language in the UK. But I do know how I can speak slowly and clearly to someone who can lip read. And I know that there's nothing wrong with deaf people's brains.
Yeah.
They understand everything that everyone, yeah. else does. And I can still hold a conversation with them. And if there is difficulty with speech and lip reading, then I can write down on a piece of paper. Hmm. So I think this is an area where we have to do our best as realtors to try and accommodate people's disabilities. I just gave deafness as an example.
Yeah.
But there are other things where we could be more mindful and just try and give that helping hand.
It's as we're getting better and better about these things, it's all a thing that we need to give each other grace on and learn through and get better about. And we can do that together. And I really appreciate you sharing that, David. Thank you very much for sharing that story. We're speaking with David Farnborough from Coldwell Banker Sierra Realtors, and let's talk real estate. And David, one of the things that we wanted to get into was the NRA case settlement and some of the misinformation that's around with that.
Yes, and this is always humorous to me because people call it the NRA, and that's the National Rifle Association.
Yeah, why do they do that? Yeah, I don't know why I did that.
It's easily done because we do have the WRA, which is the Wisconsin Realtor Association, mm-hmm. but when they came to name the National Association of Realtors, they moved the acronym around a little, so it's the NAR. What this is it's a legal case which has recently been settled by some very high-profile law firms, and there's a group of plaintiffs, those are the individuals bringing the case, and those people were house sellers out of our state in places like New York State and others. And the defendants were the National Association of Realtors and several large real estate companies, which included Realogy, which is the parent company for Coldwell Banker, but also all the other big ones. So Remax, First Weber, and various others. The case settled, the case was brought on the basis that these home sellers were saying that the National Association of Realtors and these real estate brokerages had unfairly fixed prices and had not done their due diligence for the sellers. They ought to have been trying to give a better deal to the sellers. This has been rumbling on for years. National Association of Realtors wanted to settle it. They wanted to take away that sword of Damocles that had been hanging over us. And it was a big settlement. So the first thing was financial. They agreed to pay $418 million over 4 years, which is actually, on a year-by-year basis, it's a third of the NAR's annual revenue. So really big for our industry. The second thing was they agreed, the NAR agreed that from, I think it's July of this year, we would no longer put a figure in property listings for the amount of commission that we'd be paid to a buyer's realtor. And that's something that had been done for decades. So that doesn't mean that the buyer's realtor doesn't get commission. It just means that it's not stated explicitly in the property listings. The third thing, which is actually something that I welcome, is that all buyers, this is home buyers, it doesn't affect commercial property, must have written representation agreements. Now, all this sounds a little bit dry and legal. The upshot of it is that in the past, people would sometimes have gone in as a home buyer and they would have had no written agreement with the realtor who was writing the offer for them. And it may be that that realtor was, in fact, representing the seller. And sometimes we as realtors didn't do a good job of explaining that to the buyer. Now, all buyers going in will have to have a written representation agreement.
It feels like a lot of this is really well done because it doesn't just protect buyers and sellers of these homes. It protects agents as well. Everybody on the same page kind of thing, it seems like to me.
Well, this particular part of the decision, sorry, it wasn't a decision, it was a settlement.
Settlement, yes.
I beg your pardon.
I hear you. I couldn't think of it either.
It was a settlement. So nothing was agreed in court. It was all settled outside court. This part of the settlement is something that the National Association of Realtors had actually been advocating for a number of years. They'd actually been saying, yes, let's always have buyer's agency agreements. And I, as a realtor, almost always have a buyer's agency agreement. There will be one time in 100 where a buyer won't want that. And there'll be some circumstances where the buyer will say, well, you know, maybe I'm only going to buy a house in Wisconsin Rapids if this offer's accepted. And otherwise, I'm going to be looking in the Green Bay area, and then I'll use a different agent. Now, we can actually work that into the agreement. So we can actually make a buyer's agreement reflect those terms. So that won't, now, although we will have to have the agreement, we can still incorporate those terms. So it won't really harm any any house burner.
And it seems to keep everything on the up and up. It adds a little less gray area, maybe, to some things as well.
I think that's right. A written agreement is always good because then everybody knows what they've entered into.
Yeah.
If it's properly explained.
Right, right.
And sometimes, I am aware that sometimes papers are thrust in front of someone with a pen and they're told to sign them. I would expect that the majority of realtors do a good job and tell their clients, this is what this means, and this is what you're signing.
David, I always appreciate the time and the conversation with you and what you and the team at Coldwell Banker do for our community. We really do appreciate it. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we talked about today, how can they reach you? How can they get a hold of your team?
Well, the best way to reach me personally is by texting me on 718-323-8594. I will respond to texts far quicker than anything. I had someone texting me last night, actually, interestingly, I'm not going to give her name, but she's a prospective disabled client who wanted me to represent her because she knows that I have strong beliefs. She actually texted me about 11 p.m. and said, hey, David, is it possible for someone like me to get a mortgage? And I messaged her back, I'll talk to you about it in the morning.
Good on you. That's cool. That's good to hear. Please reach out to David. You can find out more at coldwellbanker.com, coldwellbanker.com. We will talk again next month. Thanks for the time, David.
Thank you too, James.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine tomorrow right here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Busted Pencils,
fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.